good evening, good afternoon, good morning. This is Santiago Leon with the Sleon Productions podcast. Our first episode in quite a while. I think about since 2008 or 2009, we haven't had a podcast, but we're back. I decided to come back. I mean, I love interviewing people, love to get to know new businesses, new topics, things like that. And I decided to bring back this episode with our first guest, Eric Ryan Olson. He is the head of JMTD Thought Biz, which is a Christian theoretical company. And he'll be having a show in Norfolk on December 9th through 11th at the Collector Norfolk. And this is the premiere of a full-length one-man Jesus show that encapsulates the life of Christ from the gospel. It is an interactive show incorporating original music, scripture projections, and video transitions that you don't want to miss. It's free, and you can register at jmtd.biz. Now we have Eric on the line. Eric, please tell us about the show.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much, Santiago. Yeah, the show has been a long time in coming. It's a 90-minute, approximately 90-minute, full-length, one-man Jesus show. It incorporates original music, a video transition, voice narration, and obviously the dramatization of myself portraying Jesus chronologically from highlights in the Gospels. And there will be a video climax of the crucifixion, and it will end with a resurrection speech. And there will be scripture projections. So that's what's going to be really unique about this show, is as I am dramatizing, as I am speaking the words of Christ from the Sermon on the Mount, for example, as simultaneously the scripture, the words I'm speaking from the gospel, will be projected on a wall or on a projector system at some churches, if they have that, or if not, just on a wall. So there'll be this synchronization and synergy of the written word and the spoken word. In the Greek, you know, it's the logos and the rhema. So I expect it's going to be very powerful. I trust that, in fact, that God is going to exceed my expectations, because it's for his glory. It's exalting the name of Jesus. It's exalting the word of God. I believe he's going to anoint it and touch people powerfully through this show, portraying Jesus live at JMTD. And he's really fashioned me and equipped me for a long time to launch this show. And I'm so thankful for you, Santiago. You've been an encouragement way back towards the very beginning, 2007, when I was just doing the Sermon on the Mount, and now it's 2016. 9 years have went by, and wow, it's been a journey. And I'm just thankful the Lord has allowed me to persevere. He's matured me. He's pruned me. And what I feel in my spirit, as it says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, I believe it says, do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap a harvest. And that's what I feel. I'm being honest. I feel that this is my due season. All the years of effort and sowing into the word and doing the Sermon on the Mount as a one-man, just the Sermon on the Mount, 30-minute show. All that effort, all those prayers, all that time spent memorizing the word, been a blessing along the way, but now it's time, the due season, to reap the harvest and to go to bigger and greater levels of anointing and outreach and reaching people and taking the show front into a full-length show. So I know that's a long answer to your question, but that's kind of the long and short of it.
Eric, I've known you since 2007, and back then you did a one-man show of Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount. What's the difference between that show and this upcoming show?
That's a great question. Well, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, that was the beginning. That was my first Jesus portrayal, and that's been my foundation text. And I've done that passage. I've dramatized it hundreds of times, as I like to say, from Idaho to India, from New York to New Orleans, and many, many places in between. And every time I see the words of Jesus bring spirit and life. So I've had that privilege. What this show is different from that, that is just, I just have a prayer shawl, a garment, sandals, and I have no, and it's 30 minutes, and I have no, there's no extra theatrical, you know, music or video or lighting. It's just, I just adapt to any space and any venue that opens the door for me, and I've been in a very wide spectrum of diverse places with diverse crowds, small crowds, large crowds. And again, it's always powerful and it's always fresh. It never gets old because the Lord always breathes fresh anointing, daily bread on his word. So what makes this show different, again, it's full length. There's going to be original music that supports the spoken word. There's going to, and it's a chronology, or it starts with the opening narration about giving the context biblically of God's plan of salvation and that he promised to send a Messiah, promised to send a Savior to the world. And then the narration works its way into the opening drama of the Sermon on the Mount. And then there's another video transition of narration into the parables. There's going to be a compilation of parables from the Gospels that Jesus does. That's going to be approximately 15 minutes. And then there'll be a video transition from the parables to the farewell address, which is, you know, the Sermon on the Mount was the opening of Jesus' public ministry. The farewell address was the closing of Jesus' public ministry, as that we find in, you can find it in John 14 through 17. And then after the farewell address, there'll be the climax of the video, the crucifixion video. And then after that, there'll be the closing, the denouement or resolution of the resurrection words of Jesus, you know, exhorting his believer, his followers to the Great Commission. And that will conclude the show.
So you basically jump around the New Testament, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you obviously can't fit everything into 90 minutes, so you gotta choose selectively. I would like to in the future maybe do a couple versions of the show that works in different portions that aren't in just this first one, but that's for another down the road. But yeah, and it goes chronologically, so it goes in order. So there's a logical, you know, procession that people can follow.
So which specific books of the Bible will you be portraying from?
Gotcha. Well, it's the words are going to be taken from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but the bulk will be from Matthew, and the second most will be from John, because, of course, the whole Sermon on the Mount is from Matthew, the whole farewell address is from John, and then the parables section will be a combination of some passages from Mark 4, Luke 15, the prodigal son parable, and then the resurrection words will be a combination as well of some of the words from Luke and some from Matthew. So all the Gospels are incorporated in the show, but I would say Matthew and John have the heaviest incorporation into the show.
One thing I noticed that you'll be adding to this portrayal is adding words to the projection, to the screen where people can follow along. One thing I've noticed when I was developing apps is that people have trouble paying attention. What inspired you to add that part to the portrayal, to the show?
Well, like, you know, to your point, I think some people are more dominant audio learners or listeners. Like they learn through hearing. Well, you know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or hearing by the message of Christ, Romans 10:17. So you can't neglect the speaking, but there's other people that, like you said, they're visual. People need some visual stimulus. And so the word, the spoken words come from the written word, and when there's a synergy of the word, you can see it and hear it at the same time. I think it generates a fresh revelation for people. I think it generates some depth of power that the Holy Spirit uses, because the Holy Spirit inspired the word, of course, and Jesus is the word made flesh. And so it's really, I think it's the duality that the people see these Bibles that they have, and they see the words that they've read, but they're seeing it and hearing it at the same time. And during the show, it'll give people an opportunity to what they want to focus on. They can look up on the screen, the projector, or the wall to see read the words as they're hearing it, or they can look at me as I move among the people and portray Jesus. So there'll be a total freedom for people to what they want to focus on. And I think it's going to be very dynamic. And I think everybody, the Lord's going to minister personally. He's going to customize how he touches everyone through his word being projected visually and audioly. The audio-visual projection of the word of God.
Eric, when did this idea come into fruition? When did you start to think about this and why?
That's a great question. I would say this idea of doing the full-length show has been stirring in my heart at least since 2011. And it's just taking time. It's slowly, little by little, developed in its conception, in its formation, and now finally into the fruition and the reality of the show and its original launch. And then we're just going to continue to promote it for other places to open the doors and bring it in. Just has the requirement of a sound system and a video projector and lights that can go up and down. That's all that's required, and it can adapt to any space pretty much.
Eric, when did you decide to become an actor? Was it in high school, college?
Yeah, I got into acting my senior year in high school after I tore my ACL and MCL and meniscus. I blew out my knee playing football against Walla Walla in Eastern Washington. If any of you were wondering, it was on their field. They had a muddy, divoted field, but that's beside the point. I got surgery, and that ended my, amateur high school competitive athletics. And I really didn't have a plan for my life. I knew I liked writing. I knew I was into creative things, but I did not have a plan to do acting. But what happened was, after school one day, I was on my crutches, and I was staying late, and I turned the corner in the hallway, and I literally bumped into the drama professor, Barbara Wilson, and she asked me what I was doing, and I told her not much, and she encouraged me, invited me to come audition for the spring musical called Brigadoon, and I said I'd think about it, and I thought about it, and I didn't see why not. I was kind of curious to try it out, so I did, and I got cast as Jeff Douglas. Tommy Roberts was another role in a later play at Zoot Suit, but I got cast as Jeff Douglas, the supporting comedic role, and I kind of got hooked in acting. Now, this is all before I was a believer in Jesus, before I was really born again, but I threw myself into acting, and that's basically what I did with all my free time the next 2.5 years before I got born again, or 2 years, rather.
Eric, many people mix acting and the arts to the secular world. What would we tell a Christian that wants to get into acting but they're afraid to share the faith, or being a Christian in a secular environment is tough? What would
There's definitely some conflict, you know, of interest at times, and I just would encourage them to always have your faith as your priority. And, you know, at the end of the day, people will respect your integrity. And if you're really walking by faith, you don't want to compromise that faith. I'm not talking about being legalistic. I'm not talking about being self-righteous. You know, you could take on a role where you maybe have to, you know, everybody has also some personal sets of convictions. Some person might say, I can't do anything, an actor that does this, or this. Another person say, well, I could play an actor that, you know, smokes a cigarette or drinks a beer or whatever on a scene, and it's not compromising my faith. I think that's on one level to each person has their personal convictions with that. As long as it's not really the spirit and the message of the overall player, and that you're not endorsing it, that it mocks Christ or it undermines the Lord. I think you have to draw the line somewhere, because, you know, we're going to be accountable before God on Judgment Day. For as Jesus says in Matthew 12:37 and through 39, for every word we have spoken, we'll give account for. You know.
So, Eric, you'll be having your first show at the Collector Norfolk. Why that venue? How did it came to be?
Well, like I like to say, the kingdom of God is nothing less and nothing more than authentic relationships. And so the reason I connected with Collector, the Collector venue and business in Norfolk, was because of my relationship with the owner, Ryan Meadows. Our friendship goes back to, I joined him on a cross-country trip in 2009 called Finding Jesus in America. Amazing 15 days across America with about 18, 19 other young people. You know, I like to say that relationships, intimacy with people and friendship and whatever, is not developed through the longevity of time spent with a person, but intimacy is developed through the intensity of time spent with a person. And so I was with these people on 15 intense days, and some lifelong, eternal, really, friendships were forged with people that, you know, that can never be taken away. And Ryan Meadows was one of them. And he led worship at my wedding a year and a half later from this trip, or actually just a little bit over a year later from the trip. And we've stayed in contact. We've done different things together over the years. We don't see each other a whole lot, but when he started his business Collector and he's renting out a venue in outside of downtown Norfolk, and I was sharing with him about my show I wanted to do, we just started brainstorming together about how we could do it at his place and what it would take to do it, to develop it, to launch it, and to deploy the show. And so the fact that he believed in me and his wife that, you know, I met through him, she believed in what I did and who I am as well. Funny story, in fact, that what they tell me, I was in an ensemble, the Man Called Jesus production, a big ensemble passion play with like over 100 cast members. I played Jesus in that 2 years in a row. And one of their first dates together was when they first started dating before they got married, was they went to the Man Called Jesus when I was there.
Eric, can you tell the audience what to expect for these 3 nights or going for 1 night? Tell us the experience, what they expect, expectations, things like that.
It's a great question. Yeah, the house will open up at 6:30. The show starts promptly at 7. Again, it should be approximately 90 minutes, hour and a half show. So it should end around 8:30. People are free to go after that, but I think we might have, you know, a little bit of time after the show ends. I'm going to, you know, to interact afterwards and for people to fellowship for a little bit. We're going to have merchandise with the JMTD logo and brand Different shirts. There's going to be some beanies and hoodies we're going to make available for purchase on the website as well. And they're going to premiere at the show. And it's exciting because it's a brand. It's a business, but it's also a brand, the JMTD brand. And people can expect some great fellowship. There's going to be refreshments before the show starts. And then people will be able to sit and general seating. And then the show will start, and I think people are going to have an amazing experience with the show. The show will end, and then people will be able to freely to hang around for, you know, up to a half an hour after the show to talk and interact. And I want to get people, make it available for people to record, to film people's, if they want to share their response, their immediate fresh response and reaction to the show.
Eric, can you tell us one inspiring verse or a book or a role model that has influenced your life that has gotten you to what you are or where you've become today?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Jesus makes a difference. And so my life verse is 1 John 4:18, which says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear." And NIV says drives out all fear, because fear involves torment or punishment in some translations. And the one who fears has not been made perfect in love. And that verse, I experienced that verse the night I got born again on April 18th, 2003, which correlates with the chapter and verse 1 John 4:18 for my life verse. And with all things, all good things from God, Jesus makes the difference. If we're going to experience perfect love, God's perfect love casting out fear, Jesus, it makes the difference for us to experience that. And sadly, many people who've been raised in even Christian religion, they don't have that experience of that presence of God's love through Jesus casting out fear, of his perfect love casting out fear. Sadly, a lot of times in religion, people experience the opposite. They experience fear casting out love. And that's why people get embittered a lot of times, because they've had bad experiences within religion or within a church, whatever. And, you know, I always say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, it's okay to, you know, that you don't have to go back to a place where you were hurt, but just don't harden your heart towards God, because God loves you, and when he moves by his spirit, he moves in perfect love that sets you free from fear. And how he does it, how you know them, that by their fruit, is through Jesus. And Jesus makes a difference. There's no salvation without the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. There's no redemption without the Redeemer. Jesus is the Redeemer. Jesus makes the difference. You name it, Jesus is the key to everything when it comes to the kingdom of heaven, when it comes to conquering death, everything. The love of God, a solid marriage, deep friendships, whatever good thing there is, Jesus makes a difference. So he's been my inspiration, he's been my motivation, and he's my aspiration in life. And it's an awesome journey walking with Jesus, and it's always great to be around other people who truly love Jesus.
Eric, you have been an inspiration to my life. I can only name a few people in my life that inspired me, but also that loves Jesus very much, and that's you. Can you give us more information of how people can contact you, how people can reach you through Twitter or through social media?
Amen, brother. Thank you for that. Thank you for initiating this podcast, Santiago. You've always been an encouragement to me and an inspiration. Even in tough times for me, in some trials in life when no one else was really encouraging me in my calling. So I really appreciate you, brother, as well. And you are a close friend to me. people can reach me through the website, jmtd.biz or .biz, but I like to say 123ABCJMTD.biz. So it's kind of catchy, you know, kind of flows. So the website, my contact is on there, contact information is there, my phone number is on there. My email is Eric, E-R-I-C, at jmtd.biz. That's my new business email. And then the Facebook page is facebook.com/jmtd.biz. So it's all through jmtd.biz. It's for people, ways people can catch me. My YouTube channel is called JMTD. It's just JMTD. You can find me if you search for JMTD. There's a picture of my logo. And then my Twitter account, which I need to use more. I don't use it very often. But my Twitter account is actually, I think it's still my old name, my old ministry name of Sharp Arrow, S-H-A-R-P-E-R-O. But,
and can you tell the audience how can they register for the show?
Anybody who hears this soon here, I encourage you to register for the show, through the website. But if you're listening to it after the show is finished, and you attend a church, connect with your pastor, give him the links or him or her the links to the website. And we have a video on there that people can see that gives people a sample of what the show would be like or will be like. I just encourage you to, because it's all about Jesus and JMTD is all about Jesus. And please share it, post it, the website, YouTube channel, and also for those prayer warriors out there, pray for me, because as you know, spiritual warfare is very real. That's for another discussion, perhaps another podcast.
Eric, we appreciate you being on the show. Guys, go check out his show coming up in a few weeks, and God bless. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Santiago. Good night, brother. God bless everyone listening.